This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. It's really great to be with you today. One of the sad stories to come out of the 1880s is the story of a famous songwriter you might have heard called Stephen Foster. Today, all those years later, he's known as the father of American music. And he wrote such great classics like Beautiful Dreamer, Oh Susanna, My Old Kentucky Home, and Old Folks at Home, just to mention a few. You can still hear these tunes today. But did you know that he died tragically aged 37 in a boarding house? He had a deep gash to his throat where he'd been shaving in his room and had fallen heavily to the floor and bled. Well, no one knew at that time who he was. A doctor was called to help and the police took him to the local hospital. And he died not long after, and still no one knew who this man was. But a friend who was concerned that he hadn't seen him around went to the morgue. There were dozens of corpses there with no names. Unknown people, unclaimed. And eventually they went through his clothes. This was a ragged coat that smelled of liquor. They found 38 cents in one pocket and a scrap of paper in his other pocket. And on the bit of paper were written these words, "Dear friends and gentle hearts." I don't think anyone at the time knew the significance of those words. Today I understand there is a song with that title, "Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts." Maybe it was the title of a song that he was about to write at that time. But how sad to realise that one of America's most gifted songwriters died a homeless man, unknown, without any significance at that time, aged 37. That was back in 1864. It's true, there are many unknown people today walking our streets. Homeless, without a friend, you might see them. They feel, many of them, that no one cares. Do you know that a long time ago, David of the Old Testament was one day hiding in a cave in fear of his life? Yes, David, that great man, the legend of David and Goliath, hiding and afraid. He felt he was nobody. And in Psalm 142, I'm looking at verse 4, he said, "Who cares enough to walk beside me? There is no place to hide and no one who really cares." He was going through a very difficult time in his life. He felt no one cared. Now, maybe you felt like that. You might have come across the old statement that says, "Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend." Have you felt disappointed in life? I'd like the story of the little girl, the schoolgirl in Britain in the early 1900s. This was a special occasion when King Edward VII, King of England, he was going to visit the city where she lived and to lay a cornerstone for a new hospital. And so there were thousands of school kids there present to greet him and to actually sing for him. So after the ceremony, the king walked past all these excited youngsters. After he was gone, the teacher saw one of the students crying. "Why are you crying?" she asked. "Didn't you see the king?" "Yes," this little girl sobbed, "but the king, he did not see me." Well, of course, King Edward couldn't have taken notice of every child in that throng, but it didn't help her. She thought that the king would have noticed her. Now, that's a very simple story. Perhaps it's not a good one to explain what I'm saying, but we all like to be noticed. But what can we do for those who are alone or facing great difficulty? Can we in fact do anything? There's the story of a man who stood before God. His heart was breaking with pain and the injustice he saw. "Dear God," he said, "look at all the suffering and the anguish and the distress. Why don't you send help?" And God responded, "Well, I did send help. I sent you." And that's the whole point. God has called you and me to do something for the poor and the lonely. It's one of the foundations of our Christian faith, isn't it? To love our neighbour. William Barclay said, "God does not need so much people to do extraordinary things as much as he needs people who do ordinary things extraordinarily well." It was Charles Dickens who said, "No one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of anyone else." And that's so true, isn't it? We can find that doing something for somebody else is an important thing. "I am only one, but I am one. And I can't do everything," says somebody, "but I can do something. So what I should do and what I can do by the grace of God, I will do." Let's make a difference in the world. Thank you, Lord, that people do care. People have cared for us, and we thank you for them and the quality of their caring. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.